Hello, this is Mim Gray, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Well, we're at Wayfest, and here's Mim Gray. Welcome.
Hello.
Great to see you. I haven't seen you for a while, and got a new album out.
I have got my third album out. It's called Garden of Me, and that was my favourite album to record. It was a real sort of joy being in the studio with, because we recorded with Robbie McIntosh. He was producing it, and Steve L. Smith, done in not terribly far from where we're standing right now, actually.
That's right.
Ringwood.
Well, I did see your order shot when you first sort of launched the album.
Oh, yeah, that was a lovely gig. I think we did Mill slightly more Ringwood direction than the night before. Order shot was a really lovely venue.
Yeah.
Loved it, and really lovely people. And I'm just thoroughly enjoying myself, actually. I'm sort of like, what's going on? I'm happy. No. I think that's the nice thing about Garden of Me is that it's quite an uplifting album. It's not sort of, you know, woe is me singer songwritery. I don't know. It's got some great grooves on it. Lyrically, it's uplifting. Musically, it's lovely. I'm very, very, very happy.
And first time on vinyl.
First time on vinyl.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. When I told Robbie McIntosh, which I can't believe, a man who's played with Paul McCartney and Rod Stewart and John Mayer and Norah Jones. And he went, that's the first time for me as well.
Really?
But I'm like, no, it can't be. Like, he's like really, really good friends with Bonnie Raitt. I'm like, that cannot be. So maybe he just means like as a producer, maybe.
or when it first came out, because a lot of these hit albums have been remastered and put onto vinyl and things.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So that was,
Well, we've been promoting Pamela, which is a great song.
Thank you very much. I actually, today it sat right in the pocket. It was like tempo-wise, the groove was really there. It's one of those, I was actually in the Jazz Cafe seeing Ricky Lee Jones in London, and it was about 8 months ago, and I just heard this with everyone talking. I heard this groove, and it was like a 70s song or something like that. But it was, I just heard the groove, and I went, oh my God, that's amazing. So I got my phone up and recorded this groove. Got back the next day, I said, Steve, play this. So he kind of changed it a little bit, but and it's one of those grooves that if it does not sit right at like 89, it just sounds, you go 90 and you just forget it. Or 88 and it's just down too slow.
You're right. When now you're saying Ricky Lee Jones, I've said that's similar to something, and that's exactly what it is.
Pamela, yeah, I know, it's funny. Seems we've had a long night talking this thing through. Hello, this is Mim Gray, and you are listening to Lee Williams. To you. Find another language to make us laugh and cry. I'm gonna take it nice and slow until we're eye to eye. You look so cute when you say, I can't resist you when you're mad. So baby, please don't take this wrong. I'm on your side. Show me that superhero smile, 'cause I'm blinded by your light. And baby, please don't take this wrong. I'm yours tonight. Come on and burn. The jealous kind, but you took it hard when he looked me up and down from across the bar. Frozen in the neon light from a TV screen, love became a ballroom brawl, just like a movie scene. So cute when you're sad, but now I need your love so bad. So baby, please don't take this wrong. I'm on your side. Show me that superhero smile, 'cause I'm blinded by your light. Baby, please don't take this wrong. I'm all on your side. Show me that superhero smile, 'cause I'm blinded by your light. And baby, please don't take this wrong. I'm yours tonight. Come on and burn inside my fire, 'cause there's nothing.
This is what, your third album?
This is my third album, although the last day in the studio with Steve Smith and Robbie we were talking and I was like, oh God, I'm not going to see you guys, you know, because we all really enjoy being together, you know, when it's like Big Brother and you're just thrown into a studio and you don't really know each other that well and you can kind of go either way, but we all just got on so well. And Robbie was like, yeah, how quickly can you write the fourth? And I was like, mate, watch me.
That's great.
I've already got like, I don't know, 18 like near sort of finished songs to, you know, to work on. They, you know, when you write a song, I like going back to it and then really honing down. And sometimes there's a song, Carolina Moon, and I found it on my iMac the other day and it's got a million chords to it and it sounds too jazzy. And so I just chopped it in half basically and took the lyrics and then came up with this really beautiful groove. And so it's things like that where you can have something that you wrote like 20 years ago and then you find it and you resurrect it and you go, oh my god, terrible chords, but I know what I can do with it to make it really come alive, you know. So I'm just having that, you know, with the excitement of like, come on, man, get it done, and then you can get back in the studio with Robbie, and you know, so funny.
Besides your own career though, you've been, you know, backup singer for quite a few different people. You've been in the Brand New Heavies.
Yeah, Brand New Heavies. I mean, yeah, they're kind of mates. I've known them for a long time. Obviously, I'm not an original member because I'm far too young. But they are absolutely hilarious. They're just, you know, they play funk, but they are very rock and roll. And I just love doing the band. I love hanging out with them. And it's, yeah, obviously, I would like to do my stuff full time, every day, every night. But one can't do that right now. But yeah, so if they ask me to do a gig with them, I'm like, boom, straight there.
Yeah, you still do backup singers for other people in sessions?
Yeah, I do loads, actually. I do a lot of, if people want demos of things, they... I do stuff. I work with a producer called Richard Cottle, who, my God, he used to MD David Bowie and Chaka Khan and Paul Young, and he calls me in to do stuff. But Bonnie Tyler, I think probably because I can sort of mimic a little bit like her, that sort of slightly gruffer voice. So when he wants like a demo of a song, she released an album. I think it was like maybe 2 years ago, and there was a duet with Rod Stewart. So I went into the studio, and he said, "Could you just demo like 5 songs in a row?" So that was funny. And now I do iDance for radio. Radio 2.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what's planning now? Touring around the country?
Touring, yeah. I mean, yeah, I just wish it was like every day, but you can't do a gig every day, can you? Well, so basically, just pushing the album. When I have a day off, I just get in my little room in my garden. My garden of me, and write, really, and you know, drag my husband in and say, what do you think of this? And I go in there and I go, what sort of drum beat can I have to this, you know? Phone, I have a co-writer who we work together sometimes on track. So yeah, I sort of, you know, day off, do that, walk the dog,
because you're very involved with dogs, aren't you?
Yeah, I think well, they're like little angels, yeah. So I'm trustee of Rushton Dog Rescue, which is based in Somerset. And yeah, I think a lot of people do say that they prefer dogs to humans sometimes, but maybe that's because they don't talk back, I don't know.
There you go. But you go and rescue dogs, don't you?
We've been to China twice, actually. Me and Cindy, who runs Rushton, and worked with a lot of activists out there to get them out of slaughterhouses because they unfortunately eat them. Talk to them, but anyway, so bring them back here. But Cindy and Zoe rescue dogs from all over the UK, you know, and people that know of them or hear of them, actually, if they don't want a dog, or they'll literally just sort of dump it, they find dogs tied to their front gate at the bottom of it. I know it's weird, but you know what, I'd rather let people do that than do something worse, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Then Cindy and take
well, you're doing a good job. That's great.
Thank you.
For animal lovers.
Yeah, yeah, well, no.
Good. So what's going to be the next single?
So the next single, so Pamela's the first, then Run, the song that I came up with when I was doing my first album in Los Angeles with Derek Bramble. And I sort of came up with the idea then, and then it never really kind of, yeah, evolved beyond that. And then when Robbie McIntosh said yes to producing the album, and I just went, oh my God. And then found it again, and again kind of resurrected it and honed it down. And was like, right, I'm not going to do this, and did it. And it turned into the song it is now, and I really love it.
Good. good.
Yeah.
Mim, it's been great seeing you again.
Thank you very
good
much,
Good luck
Lee.
With the album and all the singles and everything. And keep plugging it. You've got a great voice.
Thank you.
A lot of people love it. A lot of people haven't heard you.
And
they,
I know.
And they need to because, you know, you're spot on. You never go off a note, ever.
Ooh, don't know about that.
Well, you cover it well.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
thank you,
thanks a lot.
Cheers, bye. Hello, this is Mim Gray, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
California's calling, so take the chance and run.